Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented duo Jay Madison. We'll talk with them about their careers, music, and anything they're working on that they can talk about. This should be fun. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you?
Terrific, Cody. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for this interview. So let's go ahead and welcome the super talented ladies of Jay Madison to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Hi, Madison. How are you both?
We are doing great. How are you guys?
Doing very well, ladies.
Well, thank you for doing this on your work break. Thank you guys for a fitness in today.
Yeah, of course. We're excited to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So, I like to start off pretty much every interview in the same way. I just kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into music in the first place.
Well, our duo is called Jay Madison, and we sing blues rock music. So it was kind of like a kaleidoscope of all different kinds of all different kinds of music. Blues, rock, folk, all mixed together, and that's what we liked about growing up there. And so we have really like a diverse set of influences that we like to put into our music. Oh, we're also twins. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that.
That's awesome.
Let me ask you, ladies, this is great. How did you come up with the name Jay Madison for your group?
Well, so my name's Jordan, and we decided that we would just take the J from Jordan and then mesh it with Madison's name, you know, Madison, because it sounds better than Jordan Madison or Jordan and Madison. So.
Well, and I call you Jay all the time.
Yeah, and people have called me Jay growing up, so it just kind of had a nice ring to it. And, yeah, we thought it would make a good stage name and fits our personality.
I would love to call you Jay once I meet you, Jordan.
So, you know, I wanted to ask just kind of getting into things. First off, when y'all called in, I did notice the southern accent, so I kind of figured y'all were from the south somewhere. I kind of figured that. And, secondly, I've been to Texas once or twice. It's a great state.
You've been to Texas?
Yeah, I was in Houston, Arlington, and San Antonio.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Yeah, those are great areas.
So you've been to the Riverwalk and all that?
I have. It's gorgeous. I was actually there for baseball games to see the Rangers and the Astros, because I've got a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm surprised that you noticed the southern accent, because most people say we don't really sound that southern whenever we speak, but
I think it comes out more like in a recording.
I don't know.
Well,
for sure.
Well, I'm from Tennessee myself, so I got that southern accent too, being from Tennessee. So
right.
So I get it. I understand it. You know.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask a kind of starting things off here with some sort of fun kind of get to know you type question, if you're okay with it. Awesome. If y'all could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If we could change one thing about our career, is that the question?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I would change anything, like, besides maybe performing around more and just doing what we love more in general.
Yeah, and I think as far as a change, I would want to do, like, everything I've ever wanted to do. Like, I would want to be, like, an actress and a singer and all of those things all at once.
Just all creative outlets,
right,
all at once.
Which I can still do, so I guess.
I guess there's just so much we like to do because we grew up doing musical theater, and we have a love for theater, and that's kind of how we got our love of music. So just, like, having enough hours in the day to have as many creative outlets as possible, you know. But, you know, how life is, it gets busy and all that. So I guess just more time to do the things we love.
I understand that completely because I mean, just this radio show and what I do, there is so many things I want to do with this show, so many places I want to take it. I mean,
right,
it's crazy the things that I want to do with the show, and like y'all said, there's literally not enough hours in the day for it, you know?
Right. Yep. But the encouraging thing is, I guess... Sorry?
No, go ahead, yeah.
Okay.
No, go ahead, you're fine.
I just was going to say, like, the encouraging thing about wanting to make those changes and want to do more of those things is that you always can. You know, you can always get up the next day and be like, you know what, I'm going to do this today.
Yeah,
so that's all I wanted to say.
Right. Yeah. So this is always a fun question. If y'all weren't in the music industry, what would y'all be doing right now?
I mean, before I went to college, I thought about being a doctor, actually. So I was kind of, like, complete opposite of what I'm doing
now. Yeah, because you're very, like, science and math-oriented, too.
But I don't know. Like, I think there would have been something in that would have made me feel, like, incomplete. Like, I would have needed, like, a creative outlet on the side, probably, if
right.
I had done that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say... I would either be, I guess if theater is separate from music, I'd probably be doing, like, stage shows, like, musical theater, or I guess, no, that's still, that includes music, so I guess theater or, like, a theater teacher, and then if I had to do something that was completely separate, then probably teaching, because my mom's a teacher, I've grown up around a million teachers, so, yeah, it just kind of runs in the family, so that's probably what I would end up doing.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. This is kind of a fairly new question that I hadn't asked all that much recently, but I'm gonna throw a scenario at y'all.
Okay.
When everything is said and done, your music career's 30, 40 years down the road, whenever that may be, what kind of impact or a legacy would y'all like to have on the industry?
I personally would just want our music to have reached people, to have, like, made them feel like they weren't alone as far as in their emotions and their experiences.
Right. And I mean, life gets hard sometimes. It gets lonely, and, like, music just makes everything better. I want to be that voice that somebody hears on the radio when they're driving to work and they didn't want to get out of bed, or that voice that people hear whenever they just got some bad news and they need some encouragement, you know, like, in whether we are selling out stadiums or as big as Beyonce or something one day, which that's a long shot, obviously, we know, but whether that happens or not, that's a that would just be
icing. That'd be a plus.
That would be icing on the top. You know, our main goal is to make people feel something and feel heard and feel like the human experience isn't so bad.
You know, and that, as a radio host, that is the entire reason why I got into radio in the first place, because
right.
I have a deep love and respect for music and the music industry in and of itself, and the people that are in the industry, specifically country, and I feel like with this radio show can give independent artists a voice that they otherwise might not have had, then I've more than done my job.
Right. It's really awesome what you're doing, and it's great that you're giving independent artists a platform to speak, and we really appreciate it, and I'm sure many others do too.
You know, I've said this until I'm blue in the face, and I'll keep saying it. I will do everything in my power to make sure that independent artists are out there and are being heard.
Yes,
yeah, and we need people like you, your support and all of that, just because the music industry is a hard industry, you know, as anything is in the entertainment industry.
You know, and I'm glad y'all said that, because before I got into the music industry, this was my view of the industry, and a quote unquote success. You get a deal, put out a record, boom. Instant superstar. That's not how it works at all. Being in the industry for 4 years, I've seen the grind, and I've seen a tough days that an artist has. I've seen it all, and it's inspiring to me in a way, you know.
Yeah, you just have to remember why you do what you do. You have to always find, like, why did I get into music in the first place? And it always goes back to emotion and connecting to people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the only reason why, I mean, artists stick with it. I mean, it's got to be something that you truly love to do.
Yeah, it's that fire that energizes everything that you do. You're right.
So that anytime you're knocked down, like, you just keep getting back up, because if you truly didn't want to do it, or you were just kind of one foot in, one foot out, then, I mean, all of the no's that you're going to hear, that's just going to send you running for the hills, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad y'all said that, because this being a interview type radio show, I've heard so many no's, it's not even funny. and it's just, I've never admitted this on air, but I have an email folder full of rejection emails. Literally hundreds of the things. Literally hundreds of
them. Hey, that's not a bad thing. That just shows that you don't give up.
And they drive me. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's
so,
you're gonna hear, I guess you just kind of have to expect more no's, and then whenever you get a yes, it's like it's an unexpected surprise, and you're like, wow.
And I think, you know, because you hear so many no's, it's like so important for beginner artists and like indie artists to say yes to a lot of opportunities, you know? So you hear a no, you say yes to something else, you know, that you can do at the moment, you know?
You know, somebody told me one time, they said, the word no, it just means not right now.
Yep. Very true.
So,
sometimes you need those no's to help you grow into the person that you need to be ready for the yes.
Right.
Right,
then
exactly.
The yes.
So,
right.
A kind of a saying in that same kind of a quote unquote inspirational mode. As creative people, what inspires y'all?
Oh gosh, I mean, is it cliche to say everything? Personal experiences, seeing experiences that like close friends or family are going through, seeing what the emotions that's going on in the world, what's happening in the world. I mean, you can be inspired by literally everything around you. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
And we don't stick to writing stuff like just about our personal experiences. I mean, sometimes that's harder, at least for me, to write about stuff that's specific to my life because it's so close.
It's very vulnerable as well. You know,
it's
you have to open up. I mean, people think that it's hard to write stuff about other people and about world issues and all that, but actually, I would say it's easier because
more general.
Yeah, you're a third party. You're not, you know, involved. But when you have to look deep inside your soul and get really, like,
real personal,
it's scary. Yeah, it is, and that's kind of something that we're
So, I wanted to I switch gears over here a little bit and talk about a song of yours that I absolutely love.
It's
called Soul of Texas.
Yes, sir.
It's a great song. I mean, you know, and I love this whole subgenre of country music, this country soul subgenre. I love it completely.
Oh yes, we do too, and like that's the kind of country that we're drawn to.
Yeah, like southern blues rock type stuff, because we wouldn't consider ourselves straight country. Like I don't feel like we've got like that twang or like whatever.
Yeah, it's more like a southern thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm glad that you like the song. It means a lot to us.
They
have
do. I wanted to ask Cody. Cody, I wanted to ask, where do you see yourself playing in terms of Nashville? What venues do you have scheduled, and what venues have you not played before that you would like to play to in the future?
Ooh. Okay. Well, here, we'll start off with places that we've already played, and then what we've got coming up. So we've performed at Writer's Rounds, like at Belcourt Taps, The Row. We just had a show at the Hotel Preston in the Pink Slip Lounge. We performed at a little music festival in Ashland City called Jammin' for Jared last month or 2 months ago. And then on August 18th coming up, we've got a show at Sidelines Grill in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
But as far as venues that we want to eventually be able to fill, I would say, like, Mercy Lounge is a big one. That's a really popular one.
Yeah,
that'd be, like, a dream to be able to, like, actually fill or, like, exit in or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of, like, our next goal.
Getting enough of a fan base that wants to go out and watch us live, that would be.
With full band, because that's what we love acoustic shows, but full band's, like, really what we truly love to do, because it really shows the kind of sound that we do, like, in the best way.
Yeah, and it brings that country soul sound to life, really.
Oh, I would also love to see you both play eventually at the opera stage.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like in the near future, but I guess eventually, yes,
in the near and future and long term future.
Yeah, in the long term future, for sure. That would be a dream come true.
I only live about 3 hours from Nashville. I've got family that lives in the city. Well, about 20 minutes outside of the city. So I tend to come up to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get.
Do you like it here?
I absolutely love it. It's probably my favorite city in the world.
It's our favorite city, too.
It has a surprising small town feel to it, even though it's a relatively big city, actually.
And as a matter of fact, I will actually be up there in about a month for my birthday. So.
Oh, awesome. When's your birthday?
September 7th.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, maybe we'll have to set up a show then so you can come by and see us.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of treating myself a couple days early. I'm going to go see a Delta Ray at the basement on September 5th. So.
Oh, yeah, that's another venue we'd like to play at, too. There's a lot of, we have a lot of work to do, goals to reach, you know.
Right. Let me see. Another question I had for you is whether it's in your personal life or professional lives, what's the best advice y'all have ever been given?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know. Like, I can't think of a specific thing right now.
Like from my dad. My dad always says, you know, check your heart or something along those lines. And like, I really do think that applies to most things. You know, if you're not doing something for the right reasons, if you're not doing it because you feel that it's the thing that you should be doing right now, or you're not doing it for the right reasons, that's going to affect your performance. That's going to affect.
Right. And I can't remember who told me this. I've had so many amazing voice teachers throughout the years, and so all of their advice has kind of, like, molded. A big conglomeration, like, in my mind. But somebody told me that whenever you get up to sing to express and not impress. So every time you get up, like, instead of thinking, oh, I have to make these people like me, or I have to make these people feel this, or, you know, that's just, it's going to come across as inauthentic. So you have to get up there and just let the words and the music speak for itself, and remember that you are giving yourself up to this moment instead of expecting something from it.
Yeah. And then probably another one too that I've heard is hard work beats talent.
Yeah. When talent doesn't work hard.
Yeah. When talent doesn't work hard. Yeah. So, I mean, talent obviously comes into play in music. You know, you can't get up there and be horrible. But at the same time, you know, talent is not going to get you where you want to go. It's going to be hard work.
Right.
So, and a little bit of luck.
You know, for me, there are two pieces of advice that I try to live by. And they're from former University of Tennessee football player, Pinky Johnson, who suffered a career-ending injury about 12 years ago. He says, "See something, believe in it, and you'll get it."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a good one.
And another one I always try to live by is the process. Is more important than the product.
This is a good one.
Did you have anything else for him, Craig?
Oh gosh.
Yes. I have one question. Do you think you will ever make it up to the New York, New Jersey era to perform a bunch of shows? I would love to see you up here.
I hope so.
Maybe if we go on tour.
Yeah, once we have enough of a fan base to really go on like a national tour, that'd be really cool to go over there.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't count that out, so.
Yeah.
I'll count it out. I'm counting it in. It's just a matter of when, not what.
Right.
True. Well, I thank y'all so much for doing this. I know we were kind of in a time crunch today, but I thank y'all so much again for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. Thank you so much for asking us to speak with you.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome what you guys are doing for independent artists. And, you know, we're just so thankful for people like you in the industry.
One thing I have to say before I let y'all go, I've been in radio 6 years total. The first 2 years I covered another industry totally separate from music. But when I got into the country industry 4 years ago, I cannot tell you how many people reached out to me and have just been so incredibly supportive.
That's awesome. This community is really tight-knit. It really is. Lots of good people in it.
You know, and as a matter of fact, on August 20th, we're actually celebrating our 6-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
It's been 6 years of constantly just asking myself, what is life right now? I mean, is this actually what I'm doing? You know?
Yeah.
The entertainment industry is really just like that every day. What is life?
Oh, I'm sure y'all had some of those moments, whether it's been on stage or in the writing room. I'm sure you guys have probably had some of those pinch me moments too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We're really lucky to be able to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Well, like I said again, I thank you guys for doing this, and y'all are definitely more than welcome back on the show anytime you that you want to come back on. I'd love to have you.
Awesome.
Oh,
thank you
so much. We'll be in touch.
Absolutely.
We really love being on.
And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but just from the social media conversations we've had and talking to you guys for the past 30 minutes or so, I definitely consider y'all friends.
Well, of course. Yeah, you're
yeah.
my friend.
Absolutely. All right, ladies. I think I'll let y'all go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all too. Bye.
Bye.
They are so incredibly sweet. It's just not even funny.
Yes. They're a wonderful duo, and I can't wait to see them perform live in the future.
So, I teased on Twitter that I have a pretty major announcement, and I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, go.
Next Tuesday, August 14th, we have somebody that I wanted on the show for a long time. I have a lovely Miss Jenna Paulette. Me and Jenna have gotten extremely close on social media, and I just cannot wait to talk to her.
Yo, but we also have a terrific guest tomorrow. We have the wonderful Maggie Barr, who we worked very hard a few times to get this interview, and we found out today that it actually wasn't fully confirmed until an extra phone call, and sure enough, we are ready to go for tomorrow. Maggie Bowles.
I cannot wait.
Station woman from Florida, and she will be performing at Storm Suffragette this Monday.
Yes, she will. So I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Talk to you tomorrow, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Jay Madison. Like Greg said, tomorrow we have the super talented Miss Maggie Ball joining us. And then Tuesday at 4:30 Central. Have to check. But Tuesday we have the lovely Miss Jenna Paulette with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.